Okay, today's daf of Basra, daf Kuf Samach Dal at 164, as we are eyeing a week and a half next Shabbos for the end. But as we say in the daf Yomi land, daf Yomi world, every day is its own world. So we eye towards the future, but we also focus on each day as it comes. So today we focus on Baba Basra, Kuf Samach Dal, a couple of interesting inyanim that come up, tucked away here at the end of Baba Basra. We'll see some fancy English words that come up on today's daf. See where that comes from. Not really English, obviously, but we'll see where it comes up. Somebody asked me at the end of after Shir yesterday, which is true. I can't really give a clear answer, and that is we spoke at length yesterday about chucha v'tlula. What is something not taken seriously, and it's a joke, and it's bad PR, so to speak, for Beis Din or for halacha. So how does that concept work with the concepts of harama? Harama, where there are certain halachic, I want to call them tricks, but loopholes or ways to quote unquote get around things. There is maybe the line of the Rashba is all you have to say to answer that question, and that is Lav Kol Ha'aramos Shavos. That is the lashon of the Rashba in the end of the first parak, I think, in Beitzah, the beginning of the second parak, around there. I think it's the beginning of the second parak, yeah, in the Yud Aleph area or so. So that's what you have to say. I mean, certain haramos you always have to say, is the motivation haramadik or even the halachic mechanism haramadik? Meaning that's Rosenzweig explained the differences sometimes between mechiras chametz and other haramas. Mechiras chametz, why is that so mekubal? So even if the motivation might have been haramadik, but the halachic mechanism is foolproof. We do 10 different kinyanim, we make sure we do chatzar, we do handshake, we do this, we do that. So that's, there's a difference. But again, the Gemara there talks about putting an or lefnei hadursa, and right, you're salting your meat on yantif, and you put the hide on the floor underneath in order to get some of the salt in order to become tanned. So again, you have to know, that's what the Rishonim talk about, the Rashba and the Rush there talk about how do you deal with all the different types of halachic, quote-unquote, ha'aramos. What about prizbal? What about heta mechira? What about, all different discussions like that. So again, you're right, it's a separate topic, but it must be dealt with along with chucha v'tfula. Okay, second to last line, kuf sama gimel amabez gufa. We are still discussing halachos of writing shtaros. And again, all of these halachas are quoted halacha l'maisa. If you look in nowadays, we have different kinds of shtaros. We have different kinds of documents. But if one would have an old-fashioned, based on the Gemara, shtar, so then all these halachas would have to apply. You have to repeat the last line, and you can't put anything, the last line has to sum up the rest of the shtar, and you can't put anything new. And if it's only a two-line shtar, this is the halacha. And if it's a one-line shtar, this is the halacha. All of these are quoted in the Rambam, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So Gufa, says the Gemara, Amarav, second to last line, shtar haba hu ve'edav al hamachak kasher. A shtar that the entire shtar, the content of the shtar, and the witnesses on the shtar, they're all signed on erased parchment. Meaning you could tell it was used before. But the whole shtar was on erased parchment, kosher. That's okay. That's okay, right? If it was Edim on one type and the Tad on the other type, that's what the Gemara is going to talk about today. But if there, that's Rav's Chiddush. Rav says if the entire shtar, it's obvious that it had been used before, and it was erased before, then it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Vim Tomar Mochek v'Chozer Mochek. And if you want to say 1 minute, but if that's true, why aren't we worried that you're going to write a shtar like this, and then you can erase the whole top and write in whatever you want, and the Edim you're going to have will have signed on the new shtar, so it's a forge. So why are you worried about mochek v'chozer mochek? So the Gemara says, no, ein adome nimchak pamachas l'nimchak shtei pa'amim. Now the Beis Din will be able to tell the difference. And therefore, even though it's erased, right, it's not like erased like we have erased, right, like with erasers, but in those, if a shtar is erased, you could already see it, just like in the Sefer Torah, l'havdil, right, you see something that had been erased before. So you could tell if it was doubly erased, that the Dayanim were used to it. So therefore, we're not worried about erasing after the Edom signed, because they'll be able to tell it was erased once more than had been written underneath. Says the Gemara, what about this case? Valechash, if that's true, let's be worried about this. Valechash, let's be worried. Dilma shadi diosa amakam edim meikara umachikle. Why aren't we worried that a person is going to take ink and throw it in the place of the witnesses where they sign it and erase it and erase that area? So again, so far we have the makam achasimos are erased, and then we are going to have the entire shtar written. I'm going to write a whole shtar, and then I'm going to erase it again. I'm going to erase the whole thing again. And now we'll have Edom there. What's going on here? I didn't explain a step, because for this you have to look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam for a minute. But Nechush. What is the Chashash we're talking about? Last fourth line. V'nechush. Dilma shadi balashtar diyosa biklaf b'makam chasima sa'edim kodim shachas b'umachu. What if you're going to basically erase the makam achasimos. V'chazer v'chazav al-kol and then I'm going to write an entire star, and then I'm going to erase the whole thing again. And then, therefore, the bottom part will have been erased twice, the Makam HaChasimos, and the top part will have been erased once. Right? And then I'm going to have Edom sign it, because it will both have been erased. The Edom, and they'll sign it, because like Rav just said, if you have a whole star that's ala machak, it's okay. And then the Edom will sign on the bottom, and the witnesses will sign on top. The Edom will now sign on the area that was erased twice. And the shtar will be written on the top, on the place where it was only erased once. And then I'm going to erase the top and redo it. So it's a way to... So that everything will be erased twice, and I'll trick Bezdin. How will I get the witnesses to sign? The Havamid is that the witnesses will sign, even though the bottom part had been erased twice and the top part was only erased once. That's the Havamina. The question is, wouldn't this work? So the Gemara says no. Amar Abaya Ksavar Rav Eino Edim Chosman Alamachak El Emki Nimchak Befnayhem. No, we've got another rule. Not only that our Edom could sign on an entire previously erased star, but Edom will not sign on that star, and Bezdin will enforce it, that witnesses will not be able to sign on a star unless they see what had been erased beforehand, that there was nothing there, or that they want to make sure that their signature will not be used as a forge. That's why it's not going to, don't be worried, because Edom will only sign on an erased area if they see what was there beforehand. The Ritva says, that quoting from his Rebbe, Umori Haram Haya Omer, what happens if you're Hotzielov Ksav Yado? Right, Ksav Yado, an IOU that says that's on a erased star. Is that good enough? Right, is there any difference between a star with Edom and an IOU? We discussed this back in Mesechas Kiddushin. Will an IOU be good enough to use for Kesef Kiddushin? But for a star. So the Mori Harami says if you have a Ksav Yad, Shashtar Vachasima Alamachak, puzzle. Then, by an IOU, you're going to be worried about this type of case. Why? Because who's worried and don't sign unless they see what was machak b'fneihem? Witnesses. Because witnesses don't want their signatures to be used in an inappropriate manner. It's professional witnesses. The dafka edim dayik shalachton b'shtar elmk nimchak b'fneihem k'dei shalo yavo lidei takala la'achirim b'pshiyasan. Aval gabi nafshi lo, a person himself about his own stuff, he's not as careful and as bedakdik. But when it comes to Edom, that's what we have to be worried. So only by Edom will be kasher ala machak, because we assume the Edom wouldn't have signed unless they saw what was going on. But when it comes to a person's own signature, so then not for Edus, so then he wouldn't be as careful, therefore we would not kasher the shtar. That is all part one. Edom, if an entire shtar had been erased, and then the entire shtar is written on erased property, erased parchment, no problem. So what about if it's one or the other? That's what we're up to now. Meisvei, let's talk about this case. Hu al haniyar ve'edav al amacha kashur. The Brisa says, if the content of the shtar is on unerased paper, unerased parchment, niyar, ve'edav al amacha, but the edim's on amacha kashur, that's also kashur. If the Edom are signing on previously erased parchment, but they see up above it was all clean and crisp, kosher. Why aren't we worried that he's going to erase everything above? Because of my deboy and write whatever he wants. And he's going to change it to everything on erased property, which Rav said was kosher. Right, we just said if the Edom sign on the machak, on erased proper, on parchment that above was pure and clean and new, that's kosher. Why are we worried that he'll take the shtar out of court, he'll erase everything on top, he'll write his own shtar, and now it'll be all on the machak and it'll be kosher. So no, dekasvi hachi. No, when this brisa says that you trust this type of shtar, where Edom signed on the machak and above is niyar, that's only where we have written on the shtar also that the Edom say, anachna sadi, we are witnesses, chasamna al machka. We are witnesses that signed on the machak, vishtara kasav al niyara. And the shtar is written on the niyara. So it says that. They signed that in the shtar itself. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, the kasvi hecha, where was it written? E mila sachas, if it's written right underneath the witnesses, gaizlei, he'll just cut that off. E iloi machiklei, and if it's right above, he'll erase that too with the rest of the star. So where is it written? So the kasvi bein sada lasada, it's written right in between the witnesses, right in between the witnesses' names. You have this statement of anach nasadi, we are the witnesses, and we're signed in the machak. So therefore, a person will not be able to cut that off. And you won't be able to erase it either, because the Ritva says, if you have something written in between two things, you're going to be scared that if you erase that, so then you're going to erase something above and below also. So you might erase some of the eight witnesses' names. Okay, we're not talking about where you have a perfect eraser now, but we call the machak, and you have it'll be perfect. How do you erase a shtar? You have to scratch off some of the ink on top. That's not so easy. And you can't be so exact with that. So therefore, between the sada and sada is not going to be a problem. Okay, 2 points to mention. So we have this. So again, what did the Raisa just say? If you have Edom on the machak and you have the shtar written on perfectly clear new parchment, it's kosher. As long as they have this signet on the bottom. We signed on the machak and the rest was niyar. Says the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says this is all a knas. But in order so society functions properly, right? We need this. Says the Yad Ramah. V'yukimna kagon. This is Os Mem Beis. V'yukimna kagon deksivi hachi anach nasadi chasimna amaka v'shtara aniyara di lo kasvi hachi paso. If it's not written, it's paso v'knasahu dekansu harabanan, and it's a knas mishum de efshar liziyufei. Let's say you know for sure it's a kosher shtar. We're still going to pass the shtar. Because it's a shtar that's possibly forged. You left room for forgery. And Dilma Machaglev because of the Maid Deboy. So even if you would know what's going on with the shtar and you know exactly who the witnesses are that it's true, Knasa, we pass the shtar because you left room for forgery. Again, we have to always be careful in halacha that even if no, it's clear to one, but it has to be totally above and beyond any shadow of a doubt, even when I'm using. Even if some people would trust me. There's a Mishnah Shkalim. You always have to remember when we talk about these types of cases. When the Mishnah quotes the pasuk that we say in benching. The Mishnah says that when the Kohen used to go in to take the Shkalim for the Gimel Beis. When the Kohen used to go in to take the Shkalim, so he wasn't allowed to wear, he went in with his Bitei Kahuna, but also, let's say, if he wasn't, he wasn't doing the Avoda, but he wasn't allowed to wear anything with cuffs, or pockets, or any type of article of clothing where one possibly might be able to stick one of the coins. Oh, we're talking about the Kohen here! He's going in, why? Because if he becomes rich, people might say, I know why he became rich. And if he became poor, people will say, I know why he became poor. Doesn't matter. People will be Dalankav Chova no matter what. Just the Metzias. Right? So that's what it says in Shkalim that you're not allowed to have this. Lafisha Adam Tsarach Lasi Sidi Abrios Kiderak Shetzarach Lasi Sidi Hamakom. Shenemar Tupsukim. First in Bamidbar, Vyisim Nikiya Meyashem Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Bamidbar says, you should be clean from Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, meaning doubly. Right? And also, Vadim Sachem Vesechal Tov. Right, we have to find favor in the eyes of man and in the eyes of God. That is incumbent upon every Jew. Right, Messiah Schein in both. So here, so even though Beis Din knows, you got to be above and beyond. You got to have a high standard. So it sounds like you have to write that. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Sma. When he quotes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. So the Sma says, maybe it's lav dafka that you have to write that in there. But maybe you have to at least have the room I'll read it to you. Hu adin lo kasvu nami im yesh revach bein eid la'eid. Su leka lemechosh leziyuf she yimchok lahashtar da'az yeshtar pasol she yomru shahayakasav bein eid la'eid shahashtar alaniyar. The Spa says, once you have this, this might be against the Yad Ramah, but once you have this takana, that you have to write this in between, so that even if it's not there, you're also going to allow, you're going to be machshir the shtar if the top part is erased. Because you're going to be worried that maybe, you know, it should be written in there, and it's, and maybe it was written in there, and therefore the top's puzzle. You don't know. If, as long as the space is there for it to have been written, that is good enough. That is the shita of the Sma. The Taz doesn't like it. He says the Pashas of the Gemara is against that. The Yad Ramah seems to be against that. But that is a machlokas in the Nosei Kalim. Do you say that once you have this takana, do we go one step beyond? That even if the space is there in between and it's not written, do we assume that it should have been written in there? And so therefore, once you erase the top and make it all into machak, it would be... it would be possible. Okay, that's a discussion in the Taz and the Sma. Okay, but the other issue that's on the daf here, we just spoke about. Again, they have to write anaknasadi chasamna. You have to write that, and you write that in between the witnesses. 2 points. Number one, the Rashba uses this in a tshuva where he was asked sheila shtar shenimsa garar. You know what, let's wait for this Rashba. Let's do a different Rashba. And that is based on Tosfos' question. Tosfos here asks, why aren't, what do we have here? What's the Pashas of the Gemara? You have this extra clause written in between the witnesses. So if it's written in between the witnesses, don't you only have one witness then being made on it? If you have something written after a witness's signature, so how do we, are we able to read that witness's signature along with what's written under it? You always have witnesses after Ksav. So isn't this just an Eid Echad? So how is it kosher? How is it kosher? That's the question of Tosfos. Isn't it just one Eid? That is the question of Tosfos and also of the Rishonim. So first I'll start with the Me'iri. The Me'iri asks this question, therefore he says, I think that we're not understanding the Gemara properly. When it says that you have this in between, it doesn't really mean it. It means that each of the witnesses write this. That's what the Meiri says. Yearly, Shabala Talmud Kitzeres Advarim Lichlol Divrei Shnehem Belashon Echad. I think the Talmud was Makatzer. I want to save some space in Maseches Bava Basra. Right? I got to save some words. It's long enough. Baruch Hashem is never long enough. Every day is wonderful. Mikal Makom Yearly Sheshnehem Kosvin Kach. They both write this. Ratzal Omar Sharishon Yachtom Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid VeChasimno Machlo V'Shtar Aniyara V'Yisbach Hashini Chasimaso V'Yomer Gamani Chasanti Amachka V'Shtar Aniyara Shimon Ben Yehuda Eid. Right? They both write it. They both write it. That's it. Even though it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, from the Gemara sounds like you write it in between. V'Im Lo Kain Elisha HaEchad Yiftov Kain B'Lashon Shnehem V'Hasheni Yachtom Kipshuto Hari Ein Lanu Bazeh Ela Eid Echad. Only one aid. Umikomakom Dover Zel Lora Isiv La Echem and Amafarshim. I didn't see anybody who says this. Yeah?
Even according to him, it's still in between. It's just two Lishonos.
According to him, it's still in between, but it's double right. The first aid writes, I'm so and so and so and so, and this is what I say. And the other one writes, this is what I say, and so and so and so and so. Right. It's still in between, but it doesn't, that's the way the says it. The Kulam Sovrim She'eno Sham Ella. He said, this is what everybody else says. Everybody holds Eino Sham Ella Miksiva Sayachad. And therefore, I don't know. L'dvrei amia yira lidavka k'shazav min kena rishon v'arayra hasheni kein k'shachasav chasam alakol. It says the first one had it right and the second one signed it. Afterwards, it can't be that the first one signed it and then they added it in. It must be that way. Even they're not going to be able to tell that from the document, but that is the Me'iri, so I don't understand. Then he quotes, though, the Gedolei Catalonia. Remember the Me'iri writes all of his, right, he writes everybody with a nickname. He doesn't quote anybody by name. Gedolei Machabim is the Rambam. Gedolei Mefarshim is Rashi. Right, the Me'iri writes, he doesn't quote anybody by name, just by nickname. So if you look in the Rashba writes in a tshuva, Chelek Beis Simin Gimel, Chelek Gimel Simin Beis, Sheila, Shtar Sheishbo Machkin, Vishachku Ha'edim Lokimim Basof Ashtar. Right, it was a complicated case. You have a shtar that has erasures on it, and the Edom forgot and weren't Mekayim at the end of the shtar all the erasures. Right, we had a couple of days ago. They have to write at the end of the shtar, and we made these five corrections, and you didn't write that. The Kasvu Sharir V'Kayam. You already wrote that. The Chasam Ha'ed Echad. The Kodem Shiachta Ma'ed Sheni Matzu Shlokimu Amachim. So the question is, how do you fix this shtar? So he talks about it. He could write this. Some people say you can't fix it. He says, no, I say you can't fix it. He goes through. Just write everything at the end again, and then write another shirif kayam. Everything is everything would be okay. And now he quotes our Gemara about writing this in, and he says, one aid, nothing to worry about. No, don't say that. It's a very Yisodistic Rashba. We have to remember this for Sanhedrin and Shavuos, other sugis coming up. The Trevayos Kukul Lakach V'Kasvu Kain. They both, come on, it's right in between. For this type of case, it's good enough. The second one wouldn't have signed his name had the first one not been with him. The delo tema, and don't say dechad sadahu velo mehemin. He's only one witness. He's not believable. He's not neeman. Dechad sadah vaday mehemin dvar Torah. Because one eight for sure is neeman. Neeman, according to the Torah law, to come who l'shvuamia. He makes a, if I bring one aid to court, you can be b'chayv you a shvua. Umamona nami mafkina napu me lif amim. Sometimes, once in a while, one aid could even be m'chayv mamon. In yinaska de Rabbi Abba. Case not for now. We had that back earlier. The Flama Gimel in Baba Basra. And also cases, what if you don't want to take a shvua? So you're going to have to pay. V'yafilu be'erva ha'chamura ha'amina Torah eid echad le'inyin kinui v'stira v'lor min l'chad sadi shikuri m'shaker v'kivet shakein ha'nidon shalafanenu dech vasa. Says the Rashba Yisod Gadol chela gimel simen beis in the Tshuvas, the reason that we don't accept one aid for regular dini mamonos is not because he's not believed. It's a gzeiras hakasev. The Torah says up, Yishnei Eidim Yakum Davar. Why do we do two Eidim for other contexts? Is it because one Eid is going to lie? No, that's not the reason. We don't think one Eid is going to lie. That's not the reason we don't trust one Eid. After all, there are so many areas in Halacha, but we do trust one Eid. In very serious areas, Eid Echanem and Bisurin. By Erva, right? By certain contexts of Erva, by Kini Vestira, by Shvua, we make somebody swear in the name of Hashem. So we do trust 1-8. So here too, 1-8 is good enough. And why do we get out of the two witnesses here? Because the stummy would have only signed it with the other aide who is on top. So that's a very important language of the Rashba. I'll just read you the Rambam, who seems to agree to this as well, in a different context. Totally different context. The Rambam in Hilchos, Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam, when he's talking about Navi Emes and Navi Sheker, in the seventh parak of Hilchos, Yesodei HaTorah, says the Rambam, not every sign, not every wonder that a Navi does, do you assume, is that machzik him into a Navi emes? Somebody comes to us, and he's not such a great tzaddik, wonderful gadol, and he does a mofes, that doesn't prove him to be a Navi. But if somebody who we know is royal in Avua, Bichachmaso, Uvim Ma'asav, Shinis Allah Bahen al Kol B'nei Gilo. He's head and shoulders above and beyond everybody in his area. Vahaya Mahalich Bidarki Hanavua. And you could tell, you know, he's going towards that level. Ubik Dushasa, Uve Prishusa. Right? He's the God of Ador. If the God of Ador turns around, and then the Acharkach Baba Asa Osu Mofes, the Amar Shahakel Shlacho, and he says, Hashem told me to do this, mitzvah lishma mimenu. So then it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Do you know for sure? No. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what we do. So he's a tzaddik and a gadol and a parish, and then he says, Hashem told me to do this, then you listen to him. V'efsha sheyasa osu mofes ve'eno navi. It's possible that he's lying. V'zeha os yesh lo dvarim bago. Afal pike mitzvah lishma lo. What can you do? It's still a mitzvah to listen to him. Ho'ol v'adam gadol hu, v'chacham, v'roi l'nevua, ma'amidin oso al cheskaso. You assume that he is telling the truth, even though he might be lying. And here he goes. Shebekach nitztavinu. This is what we're commanded to do. Kimoshin nitztavinu. Lachtoch adina. Pishnei edem ksherim. V'yavo b'she'efshah sh'ha'edu b'shaker. Just like we exerce a cost of belief to witnesses. Even though they might be lying, you don't know for sure. But you know what? This is what you can assume. Avav v'ksherim heim etzleinu ma'amidin olsan al kashrusan. Right? You can assume that they're kosher. So Rambam also, why do you trust two witnesses over one witness? Are two witnesses so much, right? Mistama, they're telling the truth, but Gzeiras HaKasev, you trust them. So you can say the same thing by the Rashba. Mistama, he's telling the truth. Gzeiras HaKasev, that you don't trust one aid sometimes. But not because there's a Chashash Sheker issue. When it comes to Hilchos Eidus, every Jew has a Cheskos Kashrus. certain halachas require two. That's Gzeiras HaKasa. And they might be lying, they might not be lying, but that is an important Rambam in the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Okay, that's the Rashba, and that is the Rambam. Again, how do we get into this whole thing? If you have this whole statement in our Gemara in between the two witnesses, don't you only have one witness on it? So the Miri says, yes, Slav Dafka. It means each of the witnesses write this. The Rashba says, no, you trust him, because Mistama, he, in Eid Echad in general, is Naaman. We don't accept him for certain contexts, but he Mistama only saw him with the other guy, and he knows that you need the two witnesses, and he saw him with the other person there. The Shach just gives another answer. The Shach says, is this really Eidus? Eidus is what's written on in the shtar. That's the real Eidus. That's the real Eidus. There's a Reyesa, that part of the shtar is erased. So to get out of that Reyesa, you don't need two witnesses. So the Shach says, in Simen Mem Dalet, Sifchav Dalet. That's here, you don't, if it's real Eidus, you need real two witnesses, but this isn't real Eidus. The context is just something less than real Eidus. You just have to get over the hump of something that looks a little funny, looks a little fishy. So to do that, so one does not need bona fide two witnesses. Okay, let's continue now, and we'll see what the Rambam. Well, 1 8 is mechayev shvuah.
I'm saying, but in the 1 8 written in the shtar, so it's
So the Rambam sheet of 8 b'shtar is mechayev shvuah, and that's the Rav's raya that the shtar talks. So again, right? That's I don't think there's any difference between that. Just shows the chiddush about a shtar. Sitting about an eid echad in person, but you can't argue with that, right? There's a lamdas eid echad l'shvua. How do you look at that? But we'll talk about this in the future at some point soon. Is one eid looked at as half of a kat? It's really half of a kat, half of two witnesses, or is one eid something totally different than two witnesses? Two different worlds, right? Eid echad is shvua, and two eidim are mamonis, right? That's the sugya that connects. Eid echad l'shvua. Okay, right. Let's continue. So what did we just say in this brisa so far? The first half of the brisa says that if witnesses are allowed to sign on machak, on erased area, while the rest of the shtar is on clear area. Why is it kosher? Because they sign this in between. Ihachi says the Gemara now in the middle. Ema sefer. What about the second half of the brisa? Hu ala machak v'edav ala niyar pasul. The opposite is pasul. If edim sign on erased area and witnesses on top, it's pasul. So, why? Because you think that the guy erased the written witnesses and wrote in new witnesses. So, am I apostle? Why is it apostle? Hachanami. Why here too? Nechtavu haki. Why don't you write a clause? Anachnu sadi chasamna liyara vishtara almachka. Why don't you write a clause that we witnesses signed on good, I said the opposite way, right? Adam who signed on clear cut, pure parchment. Why don't you write a clause that's what they signed, and the top part was erased. Hashtanami, my Amrin, Mochek, Bechozer, Mochek, what are you worried about? That he's going to erase it again? Ha'amad, we said above, Eidodomen, Nimcha Pamachas, the Nimcha Shtepamim. We said this, you're going to be able to tell the difference between erase once or twice. Says the Gemara, no. Hani, Mili, Hechak, Dechasimi, Sahadi, Amachka. When do we say that you can tell the difference? If you have two erased areas next to each other, you're going to tell the difference between one erased and two erased. That's where you can tell the difference. That's what's up above. Hecha delocha simi sadi amaka el aniyar. But here, you're not going to touch the witnesses. The witnesses are going to be on niyar. Well, right, you're going to erase the top part again. On erased, next to erased, you won't be able to tell the erased if it's once or twice erased. Right? You need the comparison of what's next to it. So if you have once next to two, you can be able to tell there's a difference. But one, but clear, perfect, unerased, next to erased, you won't be able to tell how many it was erased, and therefore it's not going to work. It won't be known. Says the Gemara, okay, but I have a solution. So why do you bring a different document? Bring a different document and that's erased and compare it. Compare it. You have the once erased document in court and the twice erased document in court. And always compare. The Gemara said, no, lo dami makadaham gilsa, lo makadaham gilsa. Every parchment erases differently. So you won't be able to tell. So why don't you accept the witnesses that's on this niyar, that's on this unerased parchment, accept them, and then write a note who the witnesses are, and then erase the bottom part, erase the witnesses, then you'll see if it's equal. If the bottom part looks like the top part. And then compare, it's the same document. Don't forget a different document, compare the same document. So I'm Rav Oshia now. Something erased today is not going to look the same. Again, you're up against, you don't have any choices. So the question is, okay, so when then wait? wait a day, wait a week to have them both have been erased a while ago. So Amar of Yirmiyah, no, Chayshin LeBezdin Toin. Worried Bezdin is going to make a mistake. Right? What do you worry about? Bezdin is going to make a mistake? So the Rashbam quotes, either they're going to make a mistake, they're going to forget to wait, or they're going to not erase it. Right? All different stories. We're not sure that they're going to be Bekiyan in this area. The Ritva says, didn't we have a Gemara? You might remember it a little bit earlier. Gemara earlier in Yesh Nochlin, we had on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, where it says, Ein Choshishin LeBezdin Toin. We're not worried about Bezdin, or maybe about Edim Toin. We're not worried about Bezdin Toin. So Ritva says, no, they were talking about Halacha. We're not worried about Bezdin going to make a mistake in Halacha. Here, it's not Halacha. Here, it's just like a mechanical, right, trying to figure out, get the shtar ready for examination. That's where Bezdin might not be the greatest Bekiyan in the area. Right? That's a big footnote here in the Ritva about when do we choshish Bezdin will make mistakes, when not. Different types of mistakes. Again, Masechet Sanhedrin talks about this. Ta b'dvar Mishnah, ta b'dvar Shigal Adas, right? That's even within halacha, their own opinions or clear cut halachas, but that is what we accept. So halacha lomaskanos, what do we say? We are machalik between the shtaros, so that is, Rav started off today's daf saying that if the whole shtar was erased before, kosher. If the whole shtar was on erased property, but on erased parchment. If part of it is, a part of it isn't, then it depends. Aid them on the machak and the rest on the niyar, that's okay, as long as they have that clause written in between. But if aid them are on the niyar and the whole content of the stars on the machak, that is not allowed. Okay, good. Rabbi Chidi b'Gamliel Omer Mekusha v'chulu. We're back in the first Mishnah of the parak on Daf Kuf Samach. The Mishnah had said that you have two types of shtaris. Get Mekusher and get Pashit. And the witnesses of a get Pashit are written on the inside and get Mekusher written on the outside. And the Tanakhama said, if you switched either of those, they're both Pasal. If the Mekushers are written inside and the Pashit are written outside, it's Pasal. But Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, no, if you have a Mekusher who's Edom written inside, it's fine because you can just open it up and read it as a Pashit. That was Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's taina. Hey, Shiv, Rabbi the Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So Rabbi says, no, it's possible you can't rely on that just to open it. Because the dates, this is another difference. Not only are the Edom different, but the dates of a Pashit and a Mekusher were written differently. Why? Again, because we want to make a Mekusher, like Tosva said earlier. We want to make a Mekusher as different as possible than a Pashit. So that the Sofer, the one writing it, and the husband will have to like work so hard to find people who know how to do it, and therefore he'll calm down and won't give the get. So that's why we try to make it as different as possible. So you write the dates differently. Pashut, by a Pashut, how do you write the date? Melech, you wrote it in the go by the years of the king. Melech Shana, Molech Monel Shana. If a king who just started becoming king, so you write the first year. Shtayim Monel Shtayim. Right, by a get Pashut, by a document that's a Pashut. So you just write the date as normal. Mekushar, by a Mekushar, you always add on a year to give like covet to the king. Melech Monel Lo Shtayim. If it's the first year of the king, you're right, second year, right? They say, your Malchus has been Muchsak already for 2 years. Shtayim Monel Lo Gimel. Right? You always add on. So what's going to happen? Vizimni, the Yosef Mine Zuzi B'Mekushar. I'm going to lend, Reuven's going to lend Shimon money with a Mekushar Shtar. And Umisrami Le Zuzi Beni Beni. And meanwhile, during the year, he's going to get money. Uparale is going to pay him back. Vyomar Le Havli Shtarai. And he's going to tell the lender, you know, can you please give me back the Shtar? I want to rip it up. Vyomar Le Irkasli. I'm sorry, I lost the shtar. The kasav leitavros, he's going to write him a shovar. He's going to give him a receipt. So he has a dated receipt. The problem is v'chimati zimne. Then the lender will go and take the shtar mekusher, open it up, and the date will be the following year. Right? Mashvilei pashit. I'll make it into a pashit. V'amarlei hani hashad yasas minoi. He'll say, what do you mean? Look at the date of your receipt. You paid me back before I lent you this money. So you didn't pay me back this money yet because the Mekusher date is going to be later. It's a year later. So that is why Rabbi says, you can't rely on Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. You just turn it, open it up. Because the date's wrong. And then you're leaving area, you're leaving space for liars. So my answer is, Kasavar, what must Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel hold? Ein Kosvin Shovar. A sugya that comes up Ezrat Hashem later on. And that is, no, you must say that you don't write receipts. Meaning, you only give back the shtaris and you rip him up. And if he doesn't give me back the shtar, I'm not going to pay him. That's the halach of ein kotzim shor. Not just that you don't get a receipt, but you don't get a receipt, and therefore you don't have to pay back unless he gives you back the shtar, which you can rip up. That's so the root machlokas between them is if this is true or not. So, mi baki Rebbe bim Mekushar? Is Rebbe a baki in Mekushar Shtaris? Right? It just says here that Rebbe says, Rebbe answered Rechadim Gamliel. Is he a baki in Mekushar Shtaris? Yahu Makusha does the Kami the Rebbe. There was a Makusha Shtar that came in front of Rebbe. Vyamar Rebbe. Shtar Mukhar, who's Mukhar there. Rebbe said, what do you mean? This was a Shtar Mukhar. The dates were in a year too late. So you saw he wasn't a baki. Va'amar Zunin, the Rebbe, and Zunin answers Rebbe, Kach min haga shalom mazu. No, this is the minug. This is the minug of this nation. Malach shana monen lo shtayim shtayim monen lo shalosh. So you see, Rebbe, what it wasn't a baki. So Gemara answers, yeah, baser de shalom mizunin safra. Zunin explained it to him. After he heard it from Zunin, he was able to understand it. Who was Zunin? Who was Zunin? So, just as a name of a person. If you look in Rashi in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, on Daf Nun Hey, Zunin Yisrael Haya. He was a Jew. Zunin was a Jew. But the context of that Gemara, Omer Le Zunin L'Rabbi Akiva, Libi V'Libcha Yada Da'avodas Kochavim Les Be'Mashasha. Right, we both know that Avodah Zarah is nothing. Right, so why is it that a lot of times we see people that go into a base of Avodah Zarah and they're healed and they're fixed? Doesn't sound like Zunin is such a great tzaddik, right? So says the Rashi says he's Yisrael, but the Marsha there says he quotes Rashi. It says im kabbalah nekabel. Fine, if that's what Rashi has his Masorah, we can't argue with him. V'im ishum dekamar libi v'libcha yodeya davodis kochavim delespe mashasha ein ze mukrach da'adraba mitkamar high lishna libi v'libcha mash medovik kochavim haye befarhesia ela delibo b'seiser b'mofis leiv yada davodis kochavim leslan ba. So it's a machlokas, Rashi and the Marsha, maybe just the Marsha expands on Rashi, whether Zunin was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah or not, on the outside. On the inside, I might not have believed in Avodah Zarah, but that is discussion of who was Zunin. Okay, we'll have to get to that, Beth Hashem. In this summer is, actually after the summer, this summer is Shavuos, after September, October time is Masechet Avodah Zarah, Beth Hashem. Okay, Hahushtara, that's also one of the underrated Masechetas, I would say. I mentioned Chulin in the past. Avodah Zarah also. Avodah Zarah has everything. It has very halakha, the whole second half of the end of the Masechta is halakha l'maisa, kashrus, and all the akum halachas, bishul akum, chalav akum. And the first half has agadata, and there's lumdis. Avodah Zarah is a great Masechta. Gemara in Ebron says, I'm not supposed to say anything is great compared to anything else, so I have to say everything is great, and it's just something to look forward to. Hahu shtara, Nebuchadnezzar, you have a shtar that it was written in it. Bishvas plonis archan, in the year of Ploni, archan is like the king, so we didn't write, the shtar did not say the specific year of the king, it just said, in the year of the king. Amri b'chanina, yibadek, emasei armad archan, ba'archanusei, go check when the king started being a melech, and the first year, that's what you write. Because you didn't write it, so it must be meant the first year, if you didn't specify. But delmot da'arech malchusei, maybe archan there is not being used just as the lashon for king, arach means king, but maybe it means arich, his malchus has been very lengthy, so it's not the first year. So Amar Boshia, no, kach ben haga shalom azu, shana rishana karan lo archan. No, that's what they used to write. The first year is called archan. Shnia, the second year, karan lo digun. This is called digun, which means two in Greek. We'll get to others in a minute. Vidilma avure avruhu, vahadarak muhu. Maybe it's like a president who lost the election and then came back for a second term, like afterwards. He was like a president. Netanyahu, right? He was prime minister twice, and in between, he was not prime minister. So maybe you're gonna think the loan was written in the second reign, but you're gonna collect it from the first reign. Because it says that the first year, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Hahu, Archan Digun Karulei. No, they would have a special din. They would call him the first year of the second time around. They would call, so that's why, no worry. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir. If somebody says I'm a Nazir, but he doesn't specify how many Naziris he's mekabel on himself. Sumchas Omer Hina Achas. If he says I'm a Hin Nazir, so Hin means one in Greek. So, Digun, Shtayim. Trigon, right? Trigon. If he says I'm a Nazir, Trigon, Gimel. Like a tri. I go, Tetrigon, Arba'a. Right? That's four. Pentagon. There it is. That's my English word. Right? Chamesh. Right? Pentagon. If you say I'm a Nazir, Pentagon, Chamesh. Tosfos says, what's the Chiddush? That you could be a Nazir in different languages? You're a Nazir in different languages. What's the Chiddush? Tosfos says, middle of Tosfos Hina, Hapshita, Mali Lashon Ivri, Mali Lashon Yavani, Mali Lashon Laz. Doesn't matter what language you're set to be a Nazir. Of course these work. V'yesh Lomar, no. Tibeni Yodea Mali Lashon Digun. What if he accepts to be a Nazir but doesn't really realize how many he's saying? He knows these are numbers, but he doesn't realize how much he's saying. That's good enough. Tregun, Vamar Harini Nazir, Digun, Tregun, Veino Mash Mablashan Akodesh Kmo Digun. It's okay, right? Even if he himself does not know what the words mean. And the Ritvi here discussed this also about these, if you don't understand, for which halachos do you have to understand what you're saying, and for which halachos not? If you don't even know you're becoming a Nazir, it's not gonna work. But if you know you're becoming a Nazir, you're just not exactly sure of the numbers that you're mentioning, then that's gonna kick in automatically. The Bir Halacha discusses many of these Rishonim in the first Bir Halacha in Simin Samach Beis. Shulchan Aruch says there, Af al pisha mitzvah, I'm sorry, Yachol likrosa bechol lashon. Me'ikar adin, you can say Kriya Shema in any language. V'yizar midivrei shibush shabos lashon v'yidakta kemo b'lashon hakodesh. But you have to be careful, the same way you have to be careful in Hebrew language, like a letter, two words that end with the same letter and starts with the next letter. So, right, l'b'chol l'vavchem, you got to be careful in any language you're saying, to say very, very clearly. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, me'ikar adin. The Mishnah Berurah says, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa. Try to say it in Hebrew, right? You run into other problems, but he quotes all the Rishonim that talk about saying it in any language, and he quotes v'od nirli b'pshitas to osin dvar ma'amarim b'chal lashon hu dafka im anshi osa medina medabrim kach. It's only if the people, if you can say it in another language, if you understand the other language, and the people of that area understand it. Aval im anshi medina enam yichon l'dabr zeh lashon v'rak hu v'od eze anshi yachidim yodim zeh lashon zeh lo nechshav klal lashon klal b'dida zu she'ena makeres b'zu alashon t'bishlum alashon ha'kodesh hu lashon mitzad ha'etzem. That's a language. Inherently, that's a language. Right? Rav Nevenzal writes in his one of his svarim, we say on Yontif, V'romam tanu mikal lashon. Right? Hashem has lifted us up from any other language. Because Lashon HaKodesh is the only language that's inherent. It's inherent to language. Mash'en kein shar lashon einenu ki imsad heskim abedida. Every other language is based on l'maisa, what people... What? This is a table? A table is inherent... No! This is a shulchan, inherently. A table is just what we call it. We could have called this a couch also. We could have called this a chair. We decided to call it a table. Okay, fine. But, it's only because of Heskim. It's not an inherent language. So only Lashon HaKodesh has that special language, right? The Torah, the world was created by Lashon HaKodesh. Ish v'isha, Rashi quotes on that pasuk. Yime isha l'kach hazos. The world was created in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? There isn't our Zeruah. We don't paskin this way. So maybe. The Zeruah says, on Shabbos, for Ksiva, you only chayiv in Lashon HaKodesh. Two letters in Lashon HaKodesh. Unbelievable. So there's a Ruah. So we'll say, okay, so there's a Ruah. The Ramah quotes the Arzaruah. That's the problem. The Mishnah Berurah and all the posts quote all the Magen Avraham, earlier poskim, we don't paskin like the Arzaruah. You can write in any language or Chayav Daraisa on Shabbos, but it just reflects the fact that there's an inherent difference between Lashon HaKodesh and others, but this Bir Halacha has to do with differences. If you say something in another language, you have to understand it or not. But that's based on this Tosfos, and that's the Chiddush. Oh. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, gotta listen. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, continuing. Base Eagle. I'll start with some of it tomorrow. Okay, let me just run through this Gemara at least, because there's a lot to say here. Base Eagle, if you have a circular house, Digun, you have a house with two corners. It's circular on one half and the other two corners. Trigon, Pantigon, three or five corners, ain't no time to go in. A house can only get saras, a bayis hamenuga, if it has four corners. Four corners, only. Tatrigon, metami bedegoim, only four. Minani, mili, why? Tatana rabbanan, lamala omer ki kiroshtayim, lamata omer ki kiroshtayim, harikan arba, there's four lashonos of kir in the Torah. There's a machlokas in Mefarshim on the Mishnah in Negoim, because the Mishnah in Negoim, in the 12th parak, says, all it says there is a base ogul and a base trigon. Two and three is not Mitami Benegoyim. It doesn't say, right? It doesn't say five. So is there a machlokas? So the Tosfos Yontif says, it must be a machlokas between the Mishnah and our Braisa. And this Mishnah must hold five is okay. Because Yesh Bechal Masayimana, there's four inside here. Is a house of five, is that kosher? Is it okay? And he says the same thing by tzitzis. If you have a five-cornered garment, you're chayiv in tzitzis. And a three-one is not. Same thing by tzitzis. Right, that's why it doesn't say five here. The Tversi Sol says, what? So why didn't our Gemara quote the Mishnah? Right? Machlokas, Tosfos Yonder Teretz Yisrael. Right? It's not halacha l'maisa. But, right, it might not ever have been halacha l'maisa. Right? The Gemara Sanhedrin says there were three things that according to one mandamer never happened. Bayis HaMenugeh, Betzara Amor, and Irani Dachas. Right? At least according to one opinion. Others not say, but that's at least according to one opinion. So maybe it was never halacha l'maisa. But, even if it was machlokas, Tosfos Yonder and the Teretz Yisrael, here in Yud Beis Aleph, in Meseches Negoim, whether a five-cornered house is Matame Binagoyim. A little bit more. Hahu, let's just read this, and we'll, there's a lot to talk about tomorrow. Hahu Mekusher to Asa Lekame de Rebbe. V'yom HaRebbe, Ein Zman Bazeh. Rebbe says, there's no Zman in this Mekusher. Amalei Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe LeRebbe, Shema Bim Ksharav Muvla. Maybe the signatures are written in between the Ksharim. You gotta open it up. Pal Yevachazi, he opened it up, and he saw it, and Taka was there. Hadr Chazar Bei Rebbe Bevisha. So Rebbe looked at him very upset. Why was he so upset? So either he was upset because he said he didn't like Mekushers being written in general, or the Rashbam says that he thought it was too much stuck into the Ksharim. It wasn't done properly. Either way, he was upset. So Amalei, so he answers him, Lavani Kasafte, I didn't write it. What are you getting so upset at me for? Rabbi Yehuda Chayti Kasve. Rabbi Yehuda the tailor wrote it, not me. Amalei, Klach mi Lashon Hara Zarazeh. What are you telling me Lashon Hara for? You telling me he wrote it? What are you telling me Lashon Hara for? Right, the Rashbam says, you should have just said I didn't write it. You didn't have to say who wrote it. V'zimna v'yosef kamevakal pasuk sidra b'sefer tehillim. One time he was sitting in front of him, and Rebbe was finishing saying some tehillim. Omar Rebbe kamev yushok sabzeh. What a gorgeous tehillim this is. Omar lei, lavana kasve, kasafte, Yehuda chayti kasve. Maybe he was trying to do tshuva. He says, I didn't write it. Yehuda the tailor wrote it. Omar lei, klach mi Lashon Hara zeh. Stop saying Lashon Hara. So Gemara says, "Bishlama hasamika lashon hara, avalahacha my lashon hara ika." The first one was lashon hara. Why was this lashon? This was lashon hara. This is lashon tov. Gemara says, "Mishum derav dimi, tishtotani derav dimi, achud derav safra, laola mayisafra adam betovaso shal chavero, shemitov tovaso bali deiraaso." You can't even say lashon tov about somebody, right? So tomorrow we have to start off with the kasha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't know this chazal. Mishnah Pirkei Avos. He was mona the shevach of his five talmidim. Right, Mayan Amisgaber. Right, many times we find in the Gemara, Amora A said that Amora B was an amazing person, and when he came, so he wanted to test. Many times you find shevach. What do you mean? Now I want to say good things about somebody. So we'll have to start with. There's a lot to talk about. We'll have to start with that Bezer tomorrow, and then we get to another famous Chazal on the bottom. Three Averis that everybody does every day. Lashon Hara, other Averis. Let's do it tomorrow. Just remember the story of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was once on a train, and somebody was next to him on the train, and he said, oh, you go, I'm going to run, I'm going to see the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, oh, he's not so great. That's why he's like, oh, he's not such a great person. Right? So he finally gives him a smack. Well, I can say it the way about the Chafetz. They get to Radin. Obviously, the Chafetz Chaim is welcomed by the entire city. He's like, oh, I can't believe. So the Chafetz Chaim says, I learned from there, you can't even say Lashon Hara about yourself. Can't even say Lashon Hara about yourself. That's what the Chavetz Chaim learned from that story. But tomorrow we have to talk about Lashon Hara by saying something good. Are there limitations? How are we supposed to understand that? Okay, but Hashem, that's tomorrow. Is there any connection between the two stories? That's what we'll have to talk about also tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.